Begin the current daf, Masech the Baba Bas with daf Kuf Hei. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Dalma Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, in the series of Mishnahis discussing the title of this parag regarding selling a Beis Kur, certain amount of area of earth, to another individual. Now, this Mishnah combines the two terminologies that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding when someone is selling a Beis Kur offer, if he specifies if he wants to be exactly, which is called Midah Bechevel, or if he actually says no liberally that it could be hein chaser, hein yeser. So he said the different halachas that apply if he says one of those two different terminologies. On that, our Mishnah says, let's say somebody who's selling him the base core of offer tells him both of these contradictory terminologies, where he tells him a base core of offer, midah bechevel ani meichalach, I'm going to sell it to you exacting, where it's as if someone measured with rope, hein chaser, hein yeser, whether a little bit less, a little bit more. Which those are contradictory terms. It's either exacting or it's approximation. So on that says the Mishnah, if he says it in that order, so bitel, so this second terminology that he uses, which is hein chaser, hein yeser, which is a little bit more, a little bit less, nullifies the first terminology that he said, which is midah bechevel, which is that it should have to be exact. And therefore, the halacha will be, like we said in the previous Mishnah, hein chaser, hein yeser, where even if it's up to a quarter of a kav per saw, that's more or less than the entirety of the base car, that's going to be a valid sale, because the Tana of this Mishnah holds that when you have two different contradictory terminologies mentioned by a sale, the halacha is tafas lashon achron, you go based on the second terminology that was used, because within the time frame of what's called teich kedei dibur, the amount of time it takes to greet someone, if you went and you said something which contradicts the first thing, it's based on the last thing that you said. And since the last thing that you said was hein chaser hein yeser, that's the primary which the transaction will be based on. Now, same thing is in reverse. Let's say he says, I'm going to sell you a base core of offer hein chaser hein yeser, whether a little bit less, a little bit more, midah bechevel, exacting according to as it was measured by robe. Oh, then the Gemara continues on top of kafei manam, says the Mishnah. In that case, bitel midah bechevel, so then the second terminology of that it has to be exacting nullifies hein chaser hein yeser, it voids what the first thing that he was says, that it can be liberal, and therefore in this situation, if let's say he gives a little bit less than exactly the 30 card that he was charging for, he has to deduct from the price. If he gives a little bit more, then the buyer has to return a little bit more. Says the Mishnah, Divrei Benanis, these are the words of Benanis. With the significance of that, as we'll see shortly in the Gemara, the Rabbanan disagree with this opinion of Benanis. Whereas the Gemara quotes this, Amar Baba Bamamu Amar Rav, says, Cholkinul of Chaveir of Al Benanis, the colleagues, the Rabbanan of the Benanis, they dispute him, and they hold that actually this is what's called Maman Hamutu Basafik, this is money that it's a doubt. And therefore we have to split it, as the halacha always is, like by Sumcha says, Maman Mut Basafik is Chalkin. Now the reason why there's a doubt regarding this money, meaning what's the halacha regarding this disparity of the little bit more, a little bit less than the base core? Is it like Midah Bechevel? And therefore you have to compensate for that difference? Or is it like Hein Chaser Hein Yaser? So that the Rabban hold that we don't know, because we don't know if Tav is Lashon Rishon, if we should go based on the first words that he said, or Lashon Achron, as the Gemara will shortly explain this opinion of the Rabbanan from a Mishnah elsewhere regarding the transaction of the Merchatz. Now, however, Rav himself does hold like the Tana of a Mishnah, like Benanis, as the Gemara will later on prove, where it was said in Bei Rav, in the Yeshiva of Rav, that if someone says something that he's selling for an Istra, Meyamoi, which are two different amounts, that it goes based on the last thing that he said, which was Meyamoi, which is like Benanis says in our Mishnah, that Tafis Lashon Achron. But the Rabbanan, they dispute, they don't say necessarily it's Lashon Achron, but we don't know, is it Lashon Rishon or Lashon Achron? And therefore, since that money now is in doubt, so then you split it. So ask the Gemara, my Kamash Malon, what exactly is Rav teaching us by saying that the halacha of our Mishnah is only Benanis because the other Rabbanan, they dispute Benanis? What does he have to tell us that? Tanina, it's an explicit Mishnah Bab Mitzi in Perek HaShayel that clearly quotes the other opinions that disagree with Benanis. Because Maisa B'Tzipori, the Mishnah there says that there was an incident in Tzipori, place in Eretz Yisrael, Be'echad Shesocha Merchatz Mechavei, regarding someone that had rented a bathhouse from his friend, where he had told him that this bathhouse I'm leasing to you, B'Shneim Asa Zehuvim L'Shana, for a price of 12 golden coins per year, Dinner Zav L'Chaydish, a golden dinner per month. Now, that seemingly is the same amount, but it's not necessarily, because actually that year was a leap year where there's an extra month in the year. there's two others. Now, if you go based on the first terminology that was said, which was it goes based on the year, that's actually a gain for the renter, because he's only going to have to give 12 golden coins for 13 months. As the Mishnah there teaches, actually, that if someone leases a house to his friend for the year, and then it's what's called Nisabra Hashana, they end up making it into a leap year another month, that gain is for the renter. But if you go based on the second terminology that he said, which is going per month, then the gain is for the owner. Because now the renter is going to have to give him 13 golden coins, as the Mishnah there teaches that if, let's say, he leases it per month, and then they make it into a leap year, so then that's a gain for the owner, because he's going to have to give him now 13 gold coins. So therefore, over here, where in the first terminology, he's renting it per year, and then in the second terminology, he's renting it per month, these are two contradictory inferences in this leap year. So what's the halacha? So it says the Mishnah over there. So this halacha came in front of these two tanoim. And they said, what you have to do is this 13th month, which, yeah, we don't know. Is it like you go bust a lashon rishon, lashon achrin? They're going to split half that value of that month, where half it's going to go to the renter and half it's going to go to the owner. And the reason for that is because it's money that's placed in doubt, which you split it. Because they're in doubt. Do you go based on Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron? So ask the Gemara, what do we need Rav to tell us? Oh, that the opinion of our Mishnah is only bananas, but the others disagree. We know that. It's a Mishnah that we see clearly that talks about this case in Bava Metzia, that they say that you don't go based on Lashon Achron. Right? If you went based on Lashon Achron, then he would have to give him 13 gold coins because you go based on the month. They don't say that. They say you got to go 50-50 because you don't know which one. Says the Gemara, no, imi hasim, if we only had that Mishnah Bava Metzia, I would have said that actually the colleagues of Bananas do not disagree with him. Because actually Hasam, who there by the case of the Merchat, said actually Bananas himself would agree in that case that the owner of the bathhouse and the renter split that 13th month. Why? Because the Ikalamein, because you could say in that case, Mehad the Kahadurbe. You could say that the owner was retracting from the first terminology that he said when, after he said, oh, I'm going to give you 12 golden coins per year, then when he said right after that, a golden coin per month, that he was retracting. And since he was retracting, so then, like Benana says, that you would go based on Lashon Achron, which is the gain would be for the owner. But the Ikalamema, but you could also say that actually the owner was not retracting from the first words that he said when he was saying the last half of his sentence. And therefore, it's still going to be per year, which is going to be a gain for the renter. So then, what do you mean he wasn't retracting? So what was he saying when he was saying a golden coin per month? That was actually Perushe Komefarish. He was actually coming to explain and clarify that he wasn't making one rental period for the entire year, which would mean that the owner would only get his rental fee at the end of the year, like any schiris, which the halacha is ein mishtalem es ela b'sayif, you only get paid for a rental at the end of when the rental period is over. So, what he was coming to clarify in the second half of his sentence was that I expect you to pay me at the end of the month. A dinner zav l'chaydish was because he wanted to get paid every month, where that's one element why he wanted it to be per month. And also he wanted also that he could be able to back out at the end of 1 month or 2 months, that he could go ahead and kick him out. He doesn't have to keep him there for the whole year because it's going to be different rental periods. But it's not that he's changing the terms of the contract that he said in the first half, which is that it's for the year. And therefore, since in this situation of the Merchatz, where you could say that it's Tafis Lashon Achrein, meaning because maybe he was retracting. If he was retracting, the Chacham, those two Tanoim agree to Bananas, that you go based on the second thing that he said if it's contradictory. But you could also say Tafis Lashon Rishon, because maybe over here the Lashon Achrein was not contradicting and backing out of the first thing that he said. It was just clarifying. It was just coming to say that yes, it's going to be, if there's, let's say, an Ibayur, which is called 13 month, you're only going to have to pay for 12 months. Because in terms of the contract, like I first said, although I then say dinner zav l'chaydish, it doesn't mean to say you have to pay according to the amount of the month. It just means to say that I want each period to be at the end of the month, that I can get paid at the end of the month. So therefore, maybe, says the Gemara, that's where even Benanis would agree that yachleku, that you split it, because it's not even clear that he's actually retracting. So if he was retracting, yeah, you'll go bust a lashon achrei, but you don't even know. So maybe that's why those two tanoim said over there yachleku. But over here in the halacha of our Mishnah, the Vaday Kohoder Bey, this second terminology that he's saying is most definitely a retraction, because the second terminology contradicts the first one. being exacting with mida bechevel is exactly the opposite of hin chaser hin yaser, which is, take a little bit. Those are two contradictory terminologies. And therefore, emolai, I would actually say that in that case, Rabbanan, that we have from Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi, from that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, actually would not disagree with Benanas, and they would agree over there that, if it's a retraction, clearly, so then you go Tavis Lashon Achron, Kamashtu Malan, that's what Rav had to teach over here in our Gemara, then know that the Rabbanan from that Mishnah in Bava Metzia do dispute Benanas, and because the reason over there was not because anything but the fact that they're in doubt, how do we go based on the primacy of what a person is saying? Do we go based on Tavis Lashon Rishon or Tavis Lashon Achron? And the reason is because since within the time frame of Teich Kedei Dibur, which is just a few seconds, he said both these terminologies, we don't know which one was his primary intention, and therefore, as Rav's explaining, it's not because we could say that he was coming to explain, because it's not true. He most definitely is contradicting his first statement in his second statement, where he's saying either it's per year or per month. Same thing in this case of Mida Bechevel or Hechasa and Yasa, where he's clearly contradicting. Therefore, it says Rav that the Rabbanan are disagreeing, because if Rav didn't tell us that, we would not have necessarily known that. We would have thought that maybe they agreed to Ben on this, and there it's different because we could think that maybe it's Perusha Kumafarish and not necessarily even retracting. And therefore, everyone would agree it's Yachloiku, and in our Mishnah, they would agree Tavis Lashon Achron. Says Rav that no, they're disagreeing with the primary concept, which is when we don't know which one is his primary Lashon Rishon, Lashon Achron, they hold that it's a suffix, so Yachleiku, and Benanda says, no, it's obviously, it's his last words, and therefore, as he says in our Mishnah, a Tavos Lashon Achron. Continues the Gemara, Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. So, although Rav told us that there are Chachamim, which he quoted is that Reb Shimon Gamliel and Reb Yesi, who they say the Halacha is not like Benanda's that says Tavos Lashon Achron. Rather, they say that it's a suffix and therefore Yachleiku. Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel, he says a different opinion. Again, by saying that Zudir Divi Benanas, like our Mishnah said, that this halacha of a Mishnah was specifically the opinion of Benanas. Ava Chacham Laimim, he quotes a different Chacham, a different opinion, a third opinion, that actually halach achar pachasha b'lashaynis. You actually go after the lesser of the two terminologies, meaning you go based on that terminology, which is the weakest strength of the consumer. Now, the reason for this is because this Chacham that Shmuel is quoting holds like the other Chacham, in the sense of that we're not sure what's the primary. Is it the Lashon Rishon or the Lashon Achron? Now, but this Chacham holds that you don't say Yachloiku like the other Chacham that Rav was talking about, but rather it's the seller that he has the upper hand because he's the muchzik in this karka, he's the owner of it, and therefore, where he tells him, let's say in the terminology of our Mishnah, Mida Bechevel, Hen Chasa, Hen Yeser, where these are two contradictory terms. So according to this Chacham that Shmuel is quoting, we see that if he ends up giving a little bit more, so we say, that's why he said Mida Bechevel, because he wanted it to be exacting, and then the consumer is going to have to give it back. If he actually gives a little bit less, so we say, that's why he said Hein Chasa Hein Yasser, because he was afraid that he's not going to give him an entirety of a base kur, and then it's going to be a valid sale, even though he gave him a little bit less. So the seller is going to have the upper hand, because he is the muhsik. That's the opinion of these Chachamim. So we have three different opinions. We have Benanas, that says you go on based on the last thing that he said. You have the Chacham that Rav quotes, which says that since it's a Zavik Yachloiku, and you have these Chacham that Shmuel's quoting, which says you actually go based on the lower hand for the consumer, which is the upper hand for the seller. Now, the Gemara asks on the wording that Shmuel used. Because when the fact that Shmuel says, Zu, that this is the opinion of Benanas, and he didn't use the wording that Rav used. Rav used a different wording when he was trying to say that there are those who dispute Benanas. Rav used the words, Chalukan olav chaver val Benanas, that his colleagues disagree with him. Now, from the words that Shmuel says, like as if this is the opinion of Benanas, it sounds like that, velesvirle, that Shmuel himself does not hold like Benanas, because we don't go based on the last terminology a person says. Rather, it's that we are in doubt, and therefore Shmuel like Draban, who says that you would go after the Pachasheb L'Shainis, or even maybe Achleku, but not like the way Benanas says that it's that you go Basa Lashon Achron. On that as the Gemara, but Rav Shmuel Damar Tavaya, but both Rav and Shmuel both say the following halacha. Kur B'Shleishim Ani Meichalach. If someone says to somebody, this Kur, which is 30 saw, I'm going to sell you for 30 slon. Now, says Rav and Shmuel, Yochel Achzibay, so they could retract, even if they're up to the last saw, meaning even if the buyer already did Meshicha, which is a Kenyan, drawing already 29 out of the 30 saw, it's not considered a valid Meshicha yet, because, and therefore it's not the transaction, it's not done, and then either party could back out, because all 30 saw of this core are like one transaction until he does Mashiach on everything. He has not acquired anything, as the Gemara says in Bamitzi and Perakazov and Devim Zayn Med Aleph, where if let's say someone sells someone his donkey for his the other person's cow and his sheep, and he does Mashiach on the cow, but he didn't yet do Mashiach on the sheep, both of them could back out because it's not considered a full-fledged Mashiach until you do on everything. That's the first half of the halacha. Now the next half, which is why we're introducing this, if let's say he says, Kar Bishloishim, I'm selling you this car, which are 30 saw for 30 coins. Then he says, sub besela ani meichalach. And which is basically that ratio, which is a sub per sell I'm selling you. Says Rav and Shmuel, rishon rishon kana. Now he's acquired every single saw as he does Mashiach on it. Now, because since the second statement that he says was saw besela, which tells us that every single saw is its own acquisition, you don't need old 30 saw, which is the car, to have the whole acquisition. And therefore, the Mashiach of each one acquires it. So you see that Shmuel holds Tavas Lashon Achron, like bananas. We see that he does go based on the last thing that he says. Because if you go based on the first thing, or at least a doubt, you wouldn't say that each one is going to be a Kenyan. So yeah, how could the inference be that Shmuel disagrees with bananas when it's clear from that halacha that he agrees to bananas? So Eli rather says to Gemara, you're right, that although that Shmuel uses the words zu, that this is the opinion of bananas, it's not because he doesn't hold like him, although that sometimes it would sound like, well, this is his opinion, but it would sound like he disagrees. It's not the case. Rather, his primary intention is to explain that it's his opinion, but the Rabbanan disagree. And Shmuel does agree to the halacha bananas, as Rav agrees to the halacha bananas, that you would go based on Lashon Achron, as it seems to be indicated from this other halacha that both Rav and Shmuel say. However, the Gemara asks on that. But is that really true that Shmuel holds that you go based on the last terminology that the person said? But V'amar Shmuel said, in regards to explaining that Mishnah in Bamitzia, we quoted just before regarding the Merchatz, where the Mishnah there says that that 13th doubtful month, because we said there's two different terminology that was said, so those two Tanoim said, okay, so they split that extra month in the year, that Adar Sheni. So Shmuel explained actually that the halacha there is talking about Biba, when the individuals come to court, Be'emtza HaChedish, in middle of the month, and the owner of the bathhouse tells the renter, get out of my house or pay me for this extra month. I was only giving you to the 12 coins that you gave me for 12 months. Now that there's a 13th month, I want you to get out. That, says Shmuel, is a skin, and that's what the case over there was talking about. Now, the halacha that we see is that the obvious that we're in doubt regarding which is the primary terminology, is it per year, which then the renter does not have to pay, or is it per month that then the renter would have to pay? So we say that the halacha is that hemen mamen al chaskasa. We say wherever the money is right now, that's where its presumptive state is going to remain. What that means to say is that the way Shmuel is describing that halacha is that for the 15 days that this guy has already used the bathhouse, that we don't take the money out of him. Because maybe Lashon Rishon is the primary, which it goes per year, which therefore does not have to pay for the extra month. Now, however, whatever was not yet used from the month, meaning the remaining 15 days, then Shmuel says, yeah, either get out or pay for that other half of the month, because we retain the chazakah. What's the chazakah? The chazakah is who owns that land, is the owner, and then we would say that maybe we go based on the month. Now, one thing we see from this halacha of Shmuel is that he is in doubt regarding this halacha, when there's a Lashon Rishon and a Lashon Achron, which is like Drabanan, and that we go based on the muchzik, which as he described from Halach Achar Pachashab L'Shainish, which is going based on that same principle, which is that when we have we do have a Safik, and we'll go after the Muchzik. Now, moreover, continues Shmuel, that Halacha, that Mishnah, was only told when it comes in the middle of the month. So they're going to split it, because each one's Muchzik. The guy already used it as Muchzik on the money that he has, doesn't have to shell it out. And what he didn't yet use, the Muchzik is the owner, which is 50-50. Aval, but said Shmuel, if let's say b'tchilas ha'chaydish, let's say the owner came before that 13th month to come to claim, hey, get out or give me money, then kuli lamaskir, says Shmuel, then yeah, actually all the gain would be for the owner, because what's the chazakah? The chazakah is the ownership of the land is by the owner, not by the renter. But if let's say b'seif ha'chaydish, let's say actually that he comes to claim from him the money at the end of that month, then kula seicher. Then all that gain actually goes to the renter, because who's the muchzik now? He already used the land. So you want to take money away from him, he's the muchzik on his own money, and he doesn't have to pay at all for that 13th month. Now, so therefore, again, the Gemara's question is, from the fact that we see that Shmuel came to explain that halacha of that Mishnah, regarding where it's, why are they splitting it because it came in the middle of the month, obviously it's because he holds like that Mishnah. Because if he did not hold like that, then what was he contriving and forcing himself to come up with such an interesting way of explaining that Mishnah, where it's only if it came in the middle of the month? Let him say very simply, it's talking about where he came in the beginning of the month, or if he came at the end of the month, but it doesn't make a difference, because he would explain the Mishnah like Rav and Rav Nachman, that they actually dispute that Mishnah in Perek HaShayel. And they say that Allah is not like that, so let him say whatever he wants to say that Mishnah is like, beginning, end. Now, from the fact that Shmuel pushed himself to explain the Mishnah that it will be valid, where obviously it's because he holds like that Mishnah, where that he disagrees with Rav and Rav Nachman, who dispute the halacha of that Mishnah, and he's coming to resolve that Mishnah and explain that this is what the halacha is. Now, what halacha is that he's saying the Mishnah is talking about? That there is a suffix. We don't know what the halacha is, and therefore, since it's in the middle of the month, so therefore each one will retain their chazakah. He's muchzik on half, he's muchzik on half, so therefore it's going to be 50-50. So you see that Shmuel holds not like Ben-Nanas, not like the way we had just answered. We wanted to answer that, oh, you're right. From that other halacha of Shmuel, we see that he holds that you are tavas lashon achron, which is like Ben-Nanas. And although he says zu divi Ben-Nanas, he means, yes, the halacha is like him, but just there are those who disagree. But how can we say that he holds tavas lashon achron, when here you have the case of when the lashon achron was saying per month, and if that was the case per month, then of course, in whatever the situation, the renter should have to pay for the 13th month, but that's not what he's saying. He's saying we're actually in doubt, and it's only because in the middle of the month that it's going to be 50-50. So that the Gemara continues on the base and says, Ella, so you're right. La'aylam, truthfully, that Shmuel said, Zu, that this opinion that's mentioned in our Mishnah is the opinion of Ben-Nanas, that's because, as we had assumed originally, is because of Eloi severely. He actually does not hold like Ben-Nanas, that you go based on the last thing that the person said. Rather, it's because we are in doubt. And we then go, when we're in doubt, based on the Chazaka, which is like the Rabbanan that Shmuel had quoted, which was the third opinion we mentioned in our Gemara, that Halach Achar Pachas Shabbos Shainis. So therefore, the consumer has the lower hand. We go after the lesser of the two terminologies. Now, but then we're back to the original question, which we had asked, but we had Rav and Shmuel that both said, in that Halacha, when he says first, a kur for 30 coins, and then he says, a saw for one coin. Where we said that, oh, okay, then each one that he takes, every sod that he did Mashiach and he already acquires, which sounds like that because he's tafas lashon achrayin, that you go based on the second terminology that he said, which was sod besela. So how does that resolve with what we're saying now, that it is not holding bananas? And that says the Gemara, no, it's not actually the reason. Because the truth is, even if it was the exact opposite, the same halacha would be. Even if, let's say, he said a sod besela, and that said kur b'shloishim, That's what I'm selling you, still actually Shmuel would hold halacha would be Rishon Rishon Kana. Why? There the Lashon Achron is actually saying that it's not each their own kinyan, it's actually only one big kinyan. So how you calling each one as it comes? Is because Shmuel holds, yes, like we said from the Rabbanan, that we're in doubt. We don't know if you go based on the first words that he said or the last words. So it doesn't make a difference which is first and which is last. We have the equal doubt regarding both of them. And therefore, we go based on the chazakah, whatever the chazakah is, and that because v'hasam, over there by the bathhouse, time am I. What's the reason why the halacha is that they split it? As we explained, that's how Shmuel explains that Mishnah, is Mishum de Tafis, is because each one is holding on to half. As we explained, Shmuel says to Mawai, it comes in the middle of the month, and therefore the halacha is going to be that, okay, it's a safik, so then yachleiku, because he already used it for half, so he's muchzik on his money. He didn't use the other half, so then the muchzik is the owner of the ground. Which Rashbam says the same thing would be according to the Rabban, and that hold you go on to the lesser of the terminologies, the meicher would be the muchzik, and you would have to say it would be talking about, for example, where he already got the money. So he already got the money, so he's the muchzik, so that's why he gets to hold on to it. But it's because it's a safik, and you go based on the muchzik. So says the Gemara, so the same thing would resolve for us, this halacha that Rav and Shmuel both said, that Rishon Rishon Kana, if he says Sa Besela, which, as we explained, it actually wouldn't make a difference which one's first, which one's last, because he's not going like Ben-Nanas, that you would acquire each one as you do Mashiach on that Sa, the reason is because of Tafis, because this buyer is holding on to that Sa. So whatever he's holding on to, we can't remove it from him. Not because it's definite that you go based on Sabasella because it was the last thing that was said. No, even if it was the first thing that was said. but because it's just we don't know which one's the primary, so it's a suffix. So whoever's the muhsik, he retains it, and therefore, since he's a muhsik on this sa as they came, and we don't know, so therefore, he's going to be able to hold on to it as a kinyan. Now, Rashbam addresses a question and says, why did we have to say Shmuel holds like Rabbanon, and then have to explain the other halacha that sounds like holds like bananas, where it's not really holds like bananas? Ask Rashbam, why couldn't we say the exact opposite? Why couldn't we say that Shmuel holds like bananas, that you go based on Lashon Achron, which, as we had assumed before on Omen Aleph, as we see from that halacha, where he says Rishon Rishon Kana, which seemingly sounds like because your toughest Lashon Achron, which was Sabesela, which was said last. Now, then how do we resolve the other halacha that he said, that he explained that the Mishnah of the Mbom Metzivah is Tumah, where it comes in the middle of the month, which sounded like, and that's what got us thinking the other direction, that he holds like the Rabban and that it is a Safik. Why couldn't we say it's like actually like we said before? Because since on that halacha you could say that maybe he retracted, but you could also say maybe he's just coming to explain. So therefore, there it's going to be a Chalaiku. But where it's for sure that he's retracting, maybe there he holds Tafas Lashon Achron like bananas. That's Rashbam's question. On this is Rashbam, you can't say that. And you can't say that for three or four different reasons. It's because since he says the words Zud Divrei Bananas, so again, although the Gemara had attempted to say that maybe doesn't mean he disagrees with him, the simple translation of that sounds like that he does not hold like him. Moreover, some say in this Rashbam, different Gersayis, that if he would hold that the reason of the Merchatz is for that reason, because you could say that, oh, maybe he's backing out, but maybe he's just explaining, so then why was he contrived to explain that case of when he's coming in the middle of the month? Obviously, from there you see that Shmuel does not hold like that Svar, rather, like we said before, where it's because he holds that it's a Safik. And therefore, you have to go in the middle of the month, where then you have to go ahead based on Chazakas. Moreover, is that Shmuel does not disagree with Rav, at least we don't find him documented, and therefore the Gemara didn't want to say that we find him and that he's disagreeing with Rav. Where Rav had used the words Chalukin Olav Chaver Al Bananas, that Rav said that the colleagues disagree with bananas, which we had explained that that's referring to the Mishnah in Bab Metzi regarding the Merchatz, which that's Rabbanan, which as Rav had explained, it's not that because we're in doubt if it's explaining or not. Rather, Rav had explained, and that's why he came to say it in our Gemara, as we had explained in Omen Aleph, is because most definitely that is a retraction, and it is a contradiction of the first thing that was said. And even so, they hold that Yachleiku, because they hold that we don't say Tafas Lashon Achron, rather it's a doubt. And since Rav told us over there by the case of Merchatz that it's a retraction, not a doubt regarding explaining, it would seem like that Shmuel hold the same thing. So we can't go ahead and say that really Shmuel is like bananas, and that case is different because it's, as we had attempted to say, that we would have thought without Rav saying us that explanation, because Rav told us clearly it's not based on because it's a clarification, and therefore Shmuel wouldn't say that either, and therefore it wouldn't make sense then to resolve him by saying that he holds like bananas. A fourth reason is because Shmuel also says that this is the words of bananas, but the Chacham say that they're endowed, so obviously he holds that, again, that Mishnah of Merchatz is like Rabbanan, not like bananas, where he's saying obviously that those are the ones who disagree, because we don't find any other opinions besides those from Merchatz, and that would be what Shmuel would be explaining, and again, therefore, we wouldn't find a way of saying and resolving it that bananas is like that Mishnah, and therefore, again, it wouldn't make sense to say that's Perushik Mefarish, and therefore, that's why the Gemara does not attempt to say that he holds like bananas, and that to resolve that other way, but actually to say that no, he holds like the Chum, and then to resolve what sounded like, as it's thought, that it was like bananas, it's not really because of that. It's not because Tafas Lashon Achron, rather it's because of the Safik and the Chazaka. Now, however, Rashbam concludes and he says, the halacha does not follow like Rav that we're going to quote later, which he says that, had I been there by that situation of the Merchatz, I would have given all the gain to the owner, because he holds Tafas Lashon Achron like bananas. That's not like the halacha. Neither do we pass on like Shmuel that explains that mission in Merchatz that it's specifically only if he comes to claim it in the middle of the month. Rather, actually says Rashbam, the halacha is like Rav Nachman, who actually disagrees on them, and says that no, the karka is always becheskes balei emedus, the land of the bathhouse is always in the presumptive state of the owner of it, and therefore even if he comes to claim it at the end of the month, all of the gain is going to go to the owner. Because the doubt doesn't start now when it comes to make the claim. It started in the beginning of that month. And from that point when the doubt started, which was before the month even started, that chazak is already in the ownership of the owner of the karka, and therefore it comes out as if this other individual was using his friend's bathhouse for that month, and he has to pay him for that month. And therefore, even if it would be the other way around, where if he originally said that it's a dinar zahav per chaydish and 12 per year, still Rav would say that all of it goes to the masker, because the reason is not because of tafas lashon achron, rather it's because it's a doubt, the way his Rebbe Shmuel holds. And that doubt started already in the beginning of the month. And since we say karka b'cheskes baleo, which therefore it's going to go, the rights are always going to go to the owner, again, even if it's at the end of the month, and says Rashbam, that's the halacha, as the Gemara says in Perek HaMakabel, where the Gemara clearly says, but v'okaimel and k'rav Nachman, but we hold a k'rav Nachman that says karka b'cheskes baleo imedes. And so too, regarding our mission over here, the halacha is not like bananas to say tavis lashon achron. Rather, like we said from Rav Nachman, that it would be a situation of doubt, like Shmuel and Rav Nachman both hold, and we would say karka b'cheskes baleo imedes, and then we would go like that third opinion we mentioned in our Gemara that Shmuel quoted, that we go halacha chapacha shabashaynis k'rabanan, which is that the Yad Meicha would have the upper hand. Now, so too, regarding the case of a kor b'shleishim and a saw b'sela, where since that's movable items, there says Rashbam that Rav Nachman would agree that Rishon would be Kana, because again, whatever he was typhus, although it's a Safik, whatever he's holding on to already, and it's a doubt, maybe you would go based on that Lashon of Sabasala, then therefore he would have that Chazaka, because although by Karka we say Cheskes Baleo Rishonim, by Karka we say it retains in the presumptive state of its original owner, because land cannot be stolen. But by movable items, then whoever's the one that's holding on to that at that moment is considered Komasha Tachas Yadei Shalom Harei Shalai, then we say that this is considered the presumptive ownership of the one who already took the saw, Besela. Now the Gemara continues in a related discussion regarding this concept about when there's two different terminology, what's the halacha? So Amr Rav Huna Amri Bei Rav. Rav Huna said that they said in the yeshiva of Rav, which the Gemara in the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin explains, when it says Amri Bei Rav, that they said in the yeshiva of Rav, the Gemara there originally says that it's Rav Huna. But now the Gemara asks, like we said over here in our Gemara, quotes, Rav Huna says that they said in the yeshiva of Rav, so obviously the yeshiva of Rav cannot be referring to Rav Huna, because it's Rav Huna himself quoting from Bei Rav. So the Gemara says rather it means Rav Hamnuna. In other words, wherever it says Amri Bei Rav, it sounds like it's talking about, it's quoting one of the students of Rav who was in his yeshiva, which is referring to Rav Hamnuna, who was the student of Rav, and that he was saying over the halacha in the name of Rav, which it's actually obvious later on in the Gemara where it asks, but Rav already said this halacha one time, but what do you mean Rav? That was Rav and his student. No, it's saying that this student said over the name of Rav, and therefore it's like essentially what we're quoting from Rav. So essentially we're saying Rav Huna said over the name of Rav Hamnuna, which was saying over the name of Rav, that if, let's say, someone tells his friend that how much do you want to sell this object for? So he says two terminologies. He says, istira meya moy. An istira, 100 moy. And he's agreeable. So what he has to pay is meya moy. He owes him 100 moy. Now, if he said the other way around, meya moy istira, so then he owes him an istira. So ask the Gemara, my kamash malon, what is this halacha of Rav coming to teach us? The toughest lashon achron, that we go based on the second terminology, meaning like bananas. Now, the understanding of this is because an istira is what's known as provincial sela, a sela medina, which is the value of a half a dinar, which is 8 sela tsuri, which, as the Gemara says in Baba Kama of Tzadim Abayz, that a half a dinar is 96 prutais. The reason the way you get to that calculation is because a pruta is 1/8 of an iser, and a half a dinar are 3 mal kesef, which are 6 punyan, and a punyan are 2 isarin. So it comes out that you have 12 isurin for a half a dinar, and each iser is 8 prutas, so you come for a total of 96 prutas. So it comes out that 100 moi, which is 100 prutas, is more than the istra by 4 prutas. And the reason for that is because when we use the general terminology of mois, it means copper prutas, as obvious from the Gemara B'Metzida of Memei Amad Alf, whereas regarding silver, which actually has 6 in a dinar, that's called mois kesef. But you use a regular term mois, it means copper. So the istra is 96 prutas, and the meyamoi is 100 prutas. So here we have these two different contradictory terms. So which one is it? So Rav said it's the second one. So that asked the Gemara, what's Rav coming to teach us? That tavas lashon achron like bananas? But Ha'amra Rav Chadazimna, Rav already told us this once before, because the Amar Rav, Rav was quoted as saying, Yehavoy Hasam, had I been there when that story came in front of Reb Shimon Gamliel and in front of Reb Yosi, regarding that Mishnah Masechtas Bamitzi, which spoke about the rental of the bathhouse, which was a doubt regarding what's with that 13th month of the year. So they said, Yachleiku, Rav said, had I been there, Havayehivna Kuli Lamaskar, I would have given all that 13th month to the benefit of the owner, because what was the last words that he had said? He had said 12 golden coins per year and a golden coin per month, which the toughest lashon achron is you go per month, and therefore a 13th month you'd have to pay a 13th golden coin. So already see that Rav said this halacha toughest lashon achron. Why did we need another halacha of Rav in regards to istra mei moi or mei moi istra to say you go lashon achron? We already have him from the case of merchatz. So the Gemara concludes and says that mao detemim. What would you have said if we didn't, if we would have said that actually, that the halacha over there in the Merchatz was not because of Tavas Lashon Achron, that he said that I would have told you the halacha would be that the gain all goes to the masker, to the owner. Rather, we could have said that the reason is because Perusha Kamafarish, since you could say that he's actually not coming to retract, rather he's coming to clarify. In other words, his intention is that he wants to collect the rent at the end of every month, because he was afraid that maybe it's going to turn into a leap year, and therefore he specified, he says, look, this year that I'm telling you is 12 dinar per year. I was not talking about a leap year. I was talking about regarding a regular year, which there the halacha is that it's going to be a dinar at the end of every month, because whenever we could explain a situation where a person has two different terminologies, if we could explain that he was just clarifying and not contradicting what he said first, it definitely is incumbent upon us to say that he was just clarifying and that he was not retracting. And therefore we would have said that of course Rav holds like Benanis, that you go based on the last terminology that was said, because actually in this case it's not even contradicting, because it's coming to explain. In other words, but it's not because he holds like Benanis, it's just because it's clarifying what was said first. But if, let's say, in the case of when you say istra mei moi, with the istra, like we said, is 96 prutais, which contradicts the other statement that he said, which is 100 prutais. So it's almost as if he said 96 pennies, 100 pennies. Because that's what they used to make for a bridge. When they wanted to say 96 prutais, they would use the terminology of istra. So maybe over there we would actually say that the Rav would hold that you don't hold like Benanis, that he would actually hold like Shmuel, that you go based on whoever the muchzik is. And like Drabbanu, who disagree with Benanis, because although he would say in the case of Masker that you would go based on the Lashon Achron, that's only because it's not necessarily retraction. And could be that Lashon Achron is just clarifying the Lashon Rishon, so of course then you'll go based on Lashon Achron, which is clarifying the Lashon Rishon. But maybe he does not hold like Benanis when they contradict that you do go based on Lashon Achron. Then we say no, that it's a doubt and you would go based on the muchzik. Kamash Malan, that's why Rav had to teach us the other halacha, that no, clearly that he holds like Benanis, where in that situation when you say istra meimoy, you go based on the last thing that he said, which would be meimoy. Which is, and that this is actually, this was his last halacha that he said. In other words, he first said the halacha regarding merchatz. And but from that halacha alone, you would not have known that he holds because that you go based on Lashon Achron, because as we said, it could be you would think that it's just a clarification. That's why that later halacha was said to say clearly and definitively that he holds like Benanis, that even when they're clearly contradictory, you go based on Lashon Achron. Now, one last clarification that the Rashbam makes. Now that we find that Rav holds that you're like Benanis, that you're tough as Lashon Achron, so you have to explain that this halacha that was said on Oman Aleph, that Rav and Shmuel, they both say that when someone's selling and he says first a kur for 30 and a sa for sela, that both of them agreed that Rishon Rishon Kanda, as he does Mashiach on each sa, he acquires it, it's already acquired. You would have to explain that according to Rav, the reason is because since the last terminology that he used was sa besela, so that's why he's acquiring each one, because you're tavis lashon achron, like Benanis. But if let's say it would be the other way around, if let's say he first said sabesela and then he said kor b'shloshim, then actually according to Rav he would not acquire until he does Mashiach on the last sa, because it's one big kinyan, because the last terminology was saying kor b'shloshim. But actually according to Shmuel, that he holds the reason why Rishon Rishon Kana is because of a different reason, is because we're in doubt. So therefore, since there's a doubt, so then we say, okay, but once he did on it, he's the mochzik now and he gets to retain it. So then actually in both of these situations, whether he first said sobasela or he only later said sobasela, either way you'll say rishon rishon kana, because the same doubt no matter what the order is, and that would be a halachic significance or ramification, although they both say the same halacha, that they're, since they're coming from different reasons, the difference, the nafkamin, there would be in the case when you have sobasela first and then korban shleishim according to Rav, then you wouldn't say rishon rishon kana. According to Shmuel, you still will, because it's still the same suffix, and therefore you would still say rishon rishon kana.